Hello everyone, welcome to our Daily Manna. You know, within this week, I heard someone say that joy or feeling joyful is actually subjective. Meaning that, you know, you can actually feel joyful when things around you are happy or when things around you are all right, and not feel joyful at all when things around you is bad or actually not okay. But you know what? This is what I understand about joy. Joy is actually not dependent on the things that are happening around us, but joy is very much dependent on what we have inside of us. So therefore, the word joy or feeling joyful is not actually subjective, but it's actually very much objective, depending on what we have or what we possess inside of us. And you see, whenever we go through difficult times in our life, it's really understandable for us to know and believe that it's okay not to be okay. But whenever we go through happy moments in our life, I also know that there are times that we are more active in giving praises to our Lord. But remaining joyful or having that attitude of being joyful in the Lord is something that we cultivate because of what is inside of us. And today, I just want to share God's word to you on how to remain joyful amidst the suffering that we are facing in our individual lives. If you have your Bibles with you, kindly open it with me in the book of Philippians, chapter 1, verses 18 to 21. Again, it's found in Philippians 1, 18 to 21. The word of the Lord says, "Yes, and I will continue to rejoice, for I know that through your prayers and God's provision of the Spirit of Jesus Christ, what has happened to me will turn out for my deliverance. I eagerly expect and hope that I will no way be ashamed, but I will have sufficient courage so that now, as always, Christ will be exalted in my body, whether by life or by death. For me to live is Christ, and to die is gain." May the good Lord bless the reading of His word. You know what? I just want to give a little bit background about the passage that we just read. Now, during this time, Paul was actually in house arrest. The reason for that is because during that time, he was spreading the gospel of who Jesus Christ is. And the Romans during this time, they did not like what Paul was actually advertising about what Jesus Christ can do or what Jesus Christ did. And so as a result, they allowed Paul to be in house arrest for him to be stopped about what he's doing. But you see, this book, the book of Philippians, is actually considered as the most joyful times of Apostle Paul. In other words, he was actually rejoicing during this time, even though he was inside a prison cell, or even he was inside his house arrest. And so while I was trying to look at it, I asked the question, why was he able to find joy or to rejoice even his circumstances around him was something so peculiar, was something so, you know, difficult for him to endure? And the reason for that is, you know, found in the passage that we just read. And there are three things that I want to emphasize here, was why Paul was able to do that. The first one is that because through that suffering that Paul endured, there was the advancement of the gospel. In Philippians 1 verse 12, it says here, "I want you to know, brothers, that what has happened to me has really served to advance the gospel." You see, Paul understood that while his situation was not ideal, still, it has its purpose. And it was to advance the gospel. And even so, during that time where he was in house arrest, he was still able to minister to those people that he has written letters to. And it was not an opportunity for him to be stopped. But he took that opportunity where when he was in that house arrest, he still used it to advance the gospel of Jesus Christ. And the second thing that I want us to understand and remember here is that Paul's suffering had a promise of deliverance. In Philippians 1, 18 to 20, Paul mentioned here, "Yes, and I will rejoice, for I know that through your prayers and the help of the Spirit of Jesus Christ, this will turn out for my deliverance, as it is my eager expectation and hope that I will not be all ashamed." You see, while Paul was in house arrest, he still trusted that those people that he was writing letters to, that they will pray for him, they will pray for his situation. And he was actually secured that the Holy Spirit will deliver him in whatever situation, difficult situation that he was in. And he believed that his present circumstances would eventually change. Therefore, he looked at his future with hope, with eagerness, knowing that whatever his circumstances was during that time, he still knew that God has a greater purpose and God will never leave him nor forsake him. And the third thing that I want us to remember and understand here, that Paul's suffering honored Christ. In chapter 1, verse 20, it says here, "As it is my eager expectation and hope that I will not be at all ashamed, but that with full courage, now as always, Christ will be honored in my body, whether by life or by death." You see, it was the desire of Apostle Paul that whether in good times or in bad times, whether in suffering or rejoicing, that he will still be able to honor Christ through his life. You see, when Paul was writing this letter, I may not know what were the things that was going through his mind, but you can actually see the overflow of that joy, because as he has written in his word, in the book of Philippians, that his goal or the things that he was looking forward to was that through the experience or the situation that he was in, he will still not miss to honor Christ, to fulfill the gospel, and also to give his life and offer his body as a sacrifice for the gospel of Jesus Christ. You see, my brothers and sisters in Christ, whenever we go through suffering, there are times that the testing of our faith will really push us to the edge. There will be moments that we will ask God, we will complain. There will be times where we will question his will. But just like the Apostle Paul, it is my hope and prayer that in whatever difficulties or situations that we are in today, we will choose to honor Christ with that situation. We will choose to be joyful knowing that our God is sovereign and is in full control of our situation. The truth is, all of us, one way or the other, we are experiencing a different kind of suffering. Maybe some of us are experiencing troubles right now when it comes to their finances. Maybe some of us today are experiencing troubles when it comes to their relationship. Or maybe some of you are, you know, you suffer within your workplaces or even at home. But I hope and pray that in your own little way, you will choose to honor Christ, to give him your very best, and to allow him to fully be sovereign in your life and to take full control of your situation. While I was reading this passage, you know, there is that moment in my life where I experience my own suffering and I want to be in control of that situation. And then I realized that I do not need to be in control. Because the more that I desire to be in control, I will be anxious, I will be worried. But you see, the mere fact about this situation is that even in moments such as that, where we suffer, where we find ourselves in a difficult situation, we know and understand that we can still be joyful because of the reason of that person who is inside of us, and that is Jesus Christ. Jesus also suffered, but in every situation that he was in, he still was able to give glory to his Father in heaven. And in our own lives, in our own suffering, it is my prayer that we will give our honor, the honor that God deserves in our life. Allow me to pray for you. Our Heavenly Father, thank you, Lord, for this time that you've given us. Thank you, Lord, for the opportunity where we were ministered by your word and that you have allowed us, Lord, to know and understand that even in those times where we suffer, in times, Lord, where it's hard for us to seek joy and to rejoice, thank you, Lord, for the example of Apostle Paul, where in moments such as this, we can always be assured, Lord, that it is our testimony that brings the gospel outside, where we share it towards other people, and that above everything else, you promise us deliverance, you promise us, Lord, a future with hope, and that in our suffering, Lord, we can still honor and glorify your name. Thank you, Lord God, because whenever we suffer or go through difficult times and moments in our life, thank you, Lord, because we are not alone. Thank you, Lord, because you are with us. Help us, Lord God, to let go of that feeling, that desire of being in control. And Lord, help us to entrust to you everything. Because we know, Lord, that you are sovereign. You are in full control of our situation. And just like Apostle Paul, help us, Lord, to rejoice at all times, in whatever situation, knowing that you are our God and that you grant us hope and a wonderful future. Bless your people. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. The Lord bless you.